Do you mind? I saw you on Cuba Street the other day, and Cuba Street is that street where you can't get down it without talking to people. You know, everybody knows everyone.
Yeah.
And I would say that 10 years ago, you know, you were in that position, but I saw you loitering around Cuba Street, apparently with nothing to do, and it struck me that if you were on a street in LA or anywhere in America right now, you'd be being hassled for autographs, you know, people would be coming up to you and recognising you. But in New Zealand, it's kind of like people put their heads down and pretend not to know.
I
wonder what I was doing.
What were you doing?
I don't know.
Were you out there trying to get some autographs?
Yeah, trying to get recognised.
Doing
autographs.
I think you're right. Kiwis are probably a little more shy until they start drinking. And then, so if you're in town at night, people are far more forward about coming up and talking to you, which is a good thing.
Americans, what are they saying to you?
No, they say things like, "Where's Jermaine?"
And, yeah, I get "Where's Brett?" obviously.
Where's Brett?
I don't know.
We have an episode about the TV show where we flip the bird to the Australian embassy. And the other night I was in a bar and just this woman, stranger, came up to me and just flipped the bird at me.
Did the finger to you?
Yeah, just did the finger to me. Thinking that it would be kind of an in-joke, but it was just slightly awkward and made me feel offended me. It might have been because I stole their drink. I'm not sure. I guess celebrities are bigger in America because the audience never really gets to see them, especially once you're on TV. Like, so they get really excited to see you in real life, whereas in New Zealand, you pretty much see the celebrities on a, you know, once a month type basis in town or at the supermarket. So it kind of calms it down, I think. Whereas some of the people there get so excited.
Also, I feel like the culture of television is more important to Americans.
True, yeah, it's kind of their history.
The show has a very New Zealand kind of sense of humour, down to in-jokes about Judy Bailey. Why do you think that Americans are actually getting it?
Well, for them, for that joke, you know, it doesn't matter. Because it just sounds like a girl at school.
Yeah, they're definitely not getting the Judy Bailey reference.
You know, we just try and put as many jokes in as possible. And
yeah,
it doesn't matter if people don't pick up every joke.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the show, basically we talk about the story of Jermaine has an ex-girlfriend who was Judy Bailey, who gave him a hickey. And,
allegedly
gave him a hickey. And so the American audience, they're just amused by the fact that he's got this girlfriend who gave him a hickey, and we argue about whether it was a hickey or whether it was a vacuum cleaner. And so the Judy Bailey reference, we tried to sneak in the odd gag that New Zealand would, you know, only enjoy if we could do it without it, you know, affecting the main joke. That was probably some of my favourite jokes. We were trying to get sort of famous New Zealand sports star names for extra characters. Like, we were talking about calling a character Richard Hadley and Edmund Hillary, but so they were too big, so we had to pull it back to more the Judy Bailey status.
Do your producers ask you to throw any of those New Zealand in jokes out?
They don't know that they're secrets. They don't know what we're doing. Well, I think the Americans find New Zealanders curious because there's no real reference point for them in terms of on television. They don't really know what New Zealanders are like. And
yes, I think to them, we're just weird people.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily think that it's a New Zealand trait that we've all got in common, you know, the way we act.
But they wouldn't know. It'd be curious to see, like, if they came to New Zealand, whether they would expect everyone to be as dim-witted as our characters.
How did the hookup with Sub Pop come about?
Oh, we played a gig in Seattle where Sub Pop's based, and they came, saw us there.
Yeah, Jonathan Poneman, who runs the company, loves New Zealand, and he's been here several times. So I think that strengthened the connection.
That's
and
right. Was it last year? The year before, he brought their entire company to New Zealand for a Christmas bonus.
Yeah, stuff like development trip.
Oh, wow. The record company industry can't be that bad then.
They had a couple of bumper years.
They've got the shins.
And Postal Service sold a lot of albums. And they came out and they all love all those Dunedin bands. And we went shopping with them and, you know, record shopping with them. And they were buying up all these old, you know, Clean, Straight Jacket Fits albums.
And they have some sort of relationship with Flying Nun.
I think they're actually hooked up with Little Chief.
Yeah, right.
That's right. Yeah.
One of the episodes featured quite prominently a Sub Pop sticker on the guitar case. Was that part of the deal?
No, I just put stickers on my guitar case. And That one happened to be one of my new stickers. It wasn't an endorsement. It wasn't like a paid endorsement.
Live shows. Are you still playing them?
Well, we did... The last ones we did were, what, 3 months ago?
Yeah, we did a 1 week, or sort of a 10-day tour of the States, but it was really fun. It's quite a different experience now that we're well-known and the audience knows the songs and they're singing along and they know the jokes. So it's quite a different beast, and it can kind of kill a little bit of the comedy, but it can also make it really fun. Like in Los Angeles, they broadcast the show on HBO Latin, so it's in Spanish, and we met the two guys who re-sing our songs in Spanish. And
so there's one guy who does Brent.
Yeah. He's like, Los Ligos, Los Ligos. I mean, I can't speak Spanish. That was appalling.
And Waldo.
And we went along to the studio to meet them where they were re-singing the songs. And a couple of days later, we did the show in Los Angeles, and we invited them to come along, and we sang, we've got the song Think About It, and we sang it in English and then invited them onto stage and re-sang it. They re-sang it in Spanish.
They're really good singers as well. They're professional singers.
Their performance was far more animated than ours.
Yeah, they have Mexican accents, and more colourful.
It sounded funnier.
Yeah, I liked it. I thought it was an improvement. We should put on Mexican accents, perhaps.
I guess the thing about comedy is, you know, a gag is a gag, and the more you hear it, the less funny it gets, right? How do you guys keep it fresh?
Well, that's a hard thing, is because you've got to always surprise people, and that sort of a joke is like the difference between what you expect and what you hear or what you see. Mm. So we have to we just think of every idea we can.
Sometimes live, one of the fun things about doing the jokes is like we know what the joke is, but then the way we deliver it might change each night. And so we might, like I might set a joke up for Jermaine to finish off, and I might set it up differently, that gives it a little bit, an extra life to it, rather than, we don't normally say the joke exactly the same every night, if you know what I mean.
Is the live show going to evolve off the back of the TV show?
We have one idea to do a tour with some of the characters from the show, like get Rhys Darby, who plays Murray, the manager, to tour with us, and maybe Kristen Schaal, who plays the fan, Mel, and Arj Barker, who plays
Dave,
I forgot his name.
Our friend. And, our friend. You got
to
say
Arj. Arj, I thought, yeah, he plays Arj. These are all our friends anyway, and Eugene, who plays the landlord. We could do a tour with the cast, because they all do stand-up in their own right, and so that could be a really great, fun show to do.